Hi, this is 3 Mob Radio. The name is Larry. I'm here with Willis Watafi. What up, bruh?
What's happening, Larry Quirrycast? How you doing?
But first of all, bruh, they're here. What's okay.
It's all
Willis Watafi does not have locks, people. What's happening, bruh?
It had to go, bruh. Got tired of the look. No, I'm just kidding. Well, I come from the only monarch that still exists in Mount Darwin, from the tribe of Korekores, the grandchildren of Mashaya Mombe, who birthed Mshowane, who birthed Kachambwa. That is the Dunu in Mount Darwin called Kachambwa. So I'm one of the two sons, the princes, from the Rainmakers and Hunters family. So after you lose a bloodline, I lost my brother about 2 or 3 weeks ago. So after you lose a bloodline, you have to pay homage by losing your vanity, which in this case is my hair.
Oh, sorry to hear that, bruh.
Yeah.
What had happened?
Car accident in December. Airlifted him to Harare to the Avenue. Stayed in ICU at the Avenues for about 2 weeks. On the third week, he got out of ICU, was down, and then in the wards, we could see him. He was talking, demanding what to eat and everything, and we all thought he was doing well, and everything just went down south one day.
Oh, so sorry to hear that, Rob. And older brother, younger brother?
Older brother. We're only born two of us.
Mashal
Farai Kachambwa. Yeah, Mashal Farai Watafi Kachambwa.
I'm sorry to hear that, Rob.
Yeah.
And getting back to your, to the hair now,
yeah.
How long he had it?
You had it?
That's going to be a question that comes up.
Yeah, I know. 20-year-old look, different dreadlocks, different styles, but 20 years. Yeah, 20 years.
So does their hair come back at some point?
I don't know. I have to kind of like get rid of it during the time of grieving and mourning. So I'm in that process right now, honoring him. So it might come back. I might grow it back on, whichever way. I might get back to my afro, Lenny Kravitz afro.
Mm-hmm.
I might do that. I don't know. Whatever happens, I think. You know, I'm just worried about, of course, the cutting of the hair has a bearing on my brand, so it's also proper for me to not be irresponsible and not let my fans know, my followers know about it. So this is actually great, and thank you for inviting me here.
And while we're talking about that, music-wise, is there anything coming up soon?
Yeah, Uhuru Independence. This album has been, I started recording it in Grahamstown, South Africa, 2 years ago. So it's ready now, and two of the songs that my brother really loved for me to have released in December, the time that he had an accident. So after he got out of ICU, we're talking about, and he says, hey, how about those songs? And I said, oh, okay, so that's what we're going to do. Actually, in the midst of shooting music videos for the two songs, Jeka Zuma, that the South Africans call Jacob Zuma, it's called Jeka Zuma, and another one called Nema. So the songs are coming out, two-track singles, EP, taken from the album Uhuru Independence, that was recorded 2 years ago.
Okay, where can people find out more?
More about it, find me on Instagram, Watafi Official, Twitter at Willis Watafi, and Facebook, Willis Watafi Africa, and my website, www.watafi.com, WATAFFI.com, and obviously, Quirrycast, where everything is found, 3 men on a boat.
All the best, guy.
Thank you.
Well, there, done.
You're good.